Sort of any Windsor Park, Irish Cup final, Irish Cup winners. How does it feel?
Feels fantastic, Andy. Exactly what you dream it's going to feel like, and exactly what we wanted it to feel like. Very tough match. We were coming up against Cliftonville, very highly respected and rated opposition, finished runners-up in the league till us, and Irish Cup champions last year. We knew they were up for this. We knew that they wanted this. This was the cup they were looking to retain, and they went out. They played very passionately, very strong, and we know that's what we get. We were lucky enough Kirsty McGuinness came up with the goods, as she does time and time again for Linfield. Got a great strike in the first half. That gave us the wee cushion to take into the second half. But Cliftonville came straight back at us, which we knew they would do. Didn't matter whether we were 5-0 down, we knew Cliftonville would still keep chasing to the very end. They got the equaliser, and unfortunately it wasn't all one-way traffic. But we've done what we've done time and time again. We've used our whole panel of players, Claire Timoney, Louise McFrederick coming on, and I think it just shows you the quality. We bring people on, it makes an impact, and one of our youngest players in the squad, Abby McGee, 15, 16 years old, gets the winner in the Irish Cup final. So it's unbelievable night for the club, and it's just one to enjoy.
Great character, great courage, great heart in this team. You know, to get a winner in an Irish Cup final in injury time with a rookie goalkeeper in nets.
Definitely. I mean, it's one of those ones we've seen when the 7 minutes went up, we were happy to have 7 minutes. I mean, we wanted to try to close it out in normal time. We didn't want it running into extra time because we knew as the game went on, Cliftonville would grow. They would keep gaining strength and they would try to get momentum over us. But we just kept our composure throughout the team, and Kirsty McGuinness played an excellent ball into Abby McGee, and at 16 years of age, she placed the ball perfectly into the net and scores the winner in the Irish Cup final. So for her, that's nearly the pinnacle, so she's going to push on, she's going to keep working hard, and no doubt she's going to be a star for Linfield Ladies for the next number of years.
This is the third time you've won the Irish Cup. Was this any better than the previous ones, or are they all just as good as each other?
I would say they're as good as each other, but no, I think every time it's better. Reason being, once it's done and dusted, you look to the next one. You're always looking to the next one. That hunger doesn't go away. So, no, I mean, we've won it twice before, and it's great to do that. But, no, we wanted to get it back, and we're so happy to have it. And just hopefully it'll stay with Linfield Ladies for a while longer.
It's been an incredible season. We've won the league. We've won the County Antrim Shield. We've now won the Irish Cup. That's triple crown. What a season.
Definitely. I mean, I think whenever we started and our first match of the league was away to Newry, and as goalless draw, we thought it was going to be a really, really tough league. And we weren't wrong. It was a really, really tough league. But I think we adapted to the league. We adapted to the challenge. And I think by having the right coaching staff in place, I mean, we've got a great setup at Linfield with yourself, Andy Connor, sponsor Stephen Dixon and Neil Morrow. That then filters down to a great coaching setup with Ryan McConville, Mark Dixon, Michelle Crawford and Matthew Whitley, along with our physio as well. And I think having that great setup just means that there's really no excuses for the girls. We come into training, good quality training's put on, we all work hard, we look to get better, and the results come in. So, I mean, I think the onus is on us to actually perform on the night, because the rest of the stuff is put in place for the girls to do that.
I love winning trophies. You and the team love winning trophies. We've won three. Could I be greedy and think we might be in with a chance of winning a fourth one on Monday night?
Definitely. It wasn't something that we looked towards. We were just solely focusing on tonight, solely focusing on Friday night and taking it. Everything's been one cup at a time, one match at a time. Now we are coming towards the end of the season and we have one match left to win all four cups. And of course, there's no point in lying about it. We want to go out and do that. The hunger's there to be the first team to win all four cups. It would be an unbelievable achievement and something that the club would be very proud to have. But that's not to take away from the challenge. Newry City are an unbelievable setup, very strong, very pacey team, and they've put a challenge to us each and every time we've played them, and no doubt they will have so much hunger to go out and to gain one cup this year. The hunger for them will be immense, and we've just got to match that. But I think we're up for the challenge, and I know all the team want to go out on Monday night and do the same. The reason being, everybody's away home, that's it, preparation starts now.
Sort of any captain of the league champions, the County Antrim Shield winners, the Irish Cup winners, congratulations, enjoy tonight, and it will be nice to finish the job on Monday.
It'd be lovely, Andy. Thank you very much.